Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 4, from furnace to palace. The golden image. We remember the dream King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had about this image made of gold, silver, bronze, iron and clay, and in the end the stone which destroyed everything. Now, the advisors of the king had the idea, this dream, which was known now everywhere in the area, we could make a manifestation of this dream, producing a real image of metal. That would be great, wouldn't it? And the king went even a step further and wanted a variation of this image. He did not like the changing of the metals. Gold disappeared because then silver came up, and then bronze, then iron and clay, and then the stone. So he wanted Babylon to be forever. And Babylon being forever meant a statue, an image, out of gold, from top to feet. Golden image. So, this was the idea, and it was done. He was rich, so he could make it. And this is one part of the story, erecting this golden image. But then he gathered together the most important people of his kingdom, the leaders, and a band of music. And when the music could be heard, then all these leaders should fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had produced. Now, maybe the king remembered closely how Daniel stood in front of him, so Daniel was not around. Maybe the king had sent him away for some time to another area. It was, in a way, too hot for him to have Daniel here when he had erected this golden image, out of gold, everything. Yeah, and then this order was told for the leaders, you have to fall down. And if you hesitate, and if you think, well, do you really want to fall down? Then do you see the oven of fire over there? You will be thrown into it and you will burn there. Okay? So they knew there's only one possibility, falling down in front of the golden image. So that's it. This was the task and the king wanted it to be fulfilled. What's the problem? A problem appeared. What was the problem? We will see. The call to worship. Now, this golden image was erected. The musicians were ready to play. All the leaders of the Babylonian kingdom were ready to fall down. But there is a problem, because God had told in his Ten Commandments, do not erect such a building and do not bow down in front of him. There's only one in front of this one you should bow down, and this is God, your Father in heaven, and no one else. You should not bow down in front of someone here on earth. You should not worship him as a god. Now these three friends of Daniel, they had been there. They had been invited because they had top positions in Babylon. Therefore they had to be as leaders in the area, to be there as well. And they knew the commandment of God, the second one. Do not bow down, only in front of God. But what to do now? There is the fire, and they have no clothes that are fireproof. They will be dead once they have been thrown in. What to do now? In the book of Revelation, we find a chapter, it's chapter 18, where we find a parallel situation. In the end of the days, just before the closing of this earth history, there will be a call for worshiping. A kind of golden image. It will be Sunday law. And the United States, the government of it, will be the first to force all the other states to act according to this Sunday law. Because of all the catastrophes in nature, they continue, they culminate, they become stronger and stronger, heavier and heavier, and it's disastrous, the effect of these catastrophes in nature. And the Sunday law is a kind of asking God, please help us, therefore we make this Sunday law. But we as Adventists can show them as Seventh-day Adventists. It's not Sunday. It's the wrong day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's Saturday. Sunday is the first day of the week, not the seventh day. You're wrong. It will not help to show God we are on your side. You will create his anger. We will be forced to do so. In those days, you were thrown into the fire. The last days, they were forced you to do it, otherwise you will be killed. So it's the same. In fire, being killed. So this parallel we find here, in the end time, It's interesting, isn't it? Even the terminology is used. There will be erected an image. An image of the papacy, the Sunday, because the Pope gives the idea for the United States. And the United States force all the states on the earth to follow their example. Will you be ready then? With a firm resolution? The test of fire. The music band, the king had ordered, starts playing, and then you see all the leaders of the Babylonian kingdom falling flat to the ground. What a picture. Oh, the king. All my leaders, they follow my command. What a power the king shows here in front of the mightiest persons of the kingdom. They are all on the ground, worshipping the golden image. All are on the ground. All? Nearly all. Three. Stand there, upright, as before. It's a surprise for everybody, because it was told, if you do not fall down, do you see the oven there, fire? You will be burnt. And three, still, stand erect. Either they are deaf, haven't heard, cannot understand the Chaldean language, whatever. They are there, not on the ground. The king is angry. Imagine, he is ordered, and he hoped that everybody would fall down. And he had not dreamt about it, that someone would prefer going into the fire. And now three stand there as if nothing would happen in future for them. The king commands them to come to him. And he asks them, haven't you understood what I've asked you? Or are you going to revolt? Are you rebellious or just not clear in mind? What's going on? You will be killed in a fire, haven't you heard? When the music band plays, whoosh, you're on the ground. Are you ready? Second chance. Now, these young men, they are there telling the king the following. And there was one sentence of the king which is very, very interesting. Because the king says, let me see which God is able to save you out of fire. Let me see if there is any such a God who can do this. I've never heard before, so. And you think your God can do that? And they say, our God can do it, no problem. We do not know if he will do it. We do not know. But one thing we know, we will not bow down in front of your golden image. Because there's a commandment of God, you shall not bow down in front of such an image, only in front of the God who has made the heavens and the earth. The king is furious. He's so furious. There are three persons who do not follow his command. And this is something the king doesn't like at all. And he orders these three men to be bound and to be thrown into the fire. And in a way, the king seems to think about it, because there's another order. The fire should be 7 times hotter than usual. And he orders the best soldiers in the Babylonian kingdom, the strongest ones, giants, so real men, to take these three and throw them in. And when they come to the entrance of the fireplace, it is so hot that these soldiers are killed when throwing in the three. They have come too close to the fire. It was too hot. They lost their life because of the enormous heat which came out of this fireplace. The king is satisfied, but then he is shocked. Because he sees something with his eyes, he can't believe it. What could he see? The fourth man. After these three friends of Daniel had been thrown into the fireplace, the king Nebuchadnezzar, as we can see him here, but his painting of Maximilian Janče, the artist of Austria, suddenly the king catches sight of a fourth man in the fire. And he asks, haven't we thrown in three? I can see four. Can you see four too? They all nod. How can it be? How can they multiply? And the fourth one looks different, as if he were the Son of God. Oh, how does he know that? How the Son of God looks like. Maybe Daniel has told him. The king is shocked, is astonished, is surprised. He just wonders, how can that be? And he steps up to the front of this fireplace and calls these three Jewish men. Get out. And when they come out, nothing has happened to them. They are in good, solid condition as before. Nothing has been burned, only the fetters. They are free now. That's all. Yeah, you couldn't even smell the smoke of the fire. Nothing. Nothing at all. Jesus came there. He is the head of the universe. Fire? What is fire? for Jesus. He has created fire. He knows how to control fire. So for Jesus, this is easy. But the miracle is that he did it for these three persons. They trusted him. They preferred dying before kneeling down, falling to the earth in front of the golden image. When we have a look at this scene, it changed the king's mind. He was furious. He was angry. He wanted to show, I have the power. I am the king of Babylon. And if I say, you have to follow. And now? What is now? When the king came there, he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel. We read in Daniel 3, verse 28. And he delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make a decree, that's the king, that every people, nation and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and the houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. There is no other God. Imagine. No other God. A minute before, the king said, who is this God who is able to do that? Let me see. Now he saw it. There is no other God, he confessed. There is no other God. The secret of such a faith. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Hebrews, and in chapter 11, we read interesting verses about believing, trusting in God. The Apostle Paul, he is one who explains that many, many, many people in the Bible had this special belief, this trusting in God that made them two heroes of faith. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he starts about the definition of faith. In verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That's important. To get a good report by God. These three young men, these friends of Daniel, they had made a wonderful career in their 20s. They had climbed the ladder of career there in the Babylonian kingdom as slaves. They were one of the prominent people of this kingdom. Therefore, they had been invited, because only the prominent ones were invited for this event, not the low ones. The king wanted the leaders to follow down in front of the golden image. And they were ready to lose everything what they had gained up to this point in time. Everything. They were ready to lose it. Because they did not want to lose their God. Do you see how we should act like these three young men? They were so full of faith, trusting their God. They thought, well, if we die, we die. What's the problem? He is the one who has been risen from the dead, and we will be risen from the dead as well. And then we will be with him together forever. So what's the problem? If we live here for 20 years or for 60 years, what's the difference? But there is a difference if we will end in the second death forever or in everlasting life. So they had a view far, far into the future. And this view and this trusting, this loving relationship to their Father in heaven, to the Lord Jesus Christ, just made them so firm. Yet they had a firm resolution within them. We want to stay true, loyal to our God in heaven. He is the one who has made everything. He is the Father of heavens and earth. He is the one whom we will see. And he will reward us. It is a faith, as it's written here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is what we need for future. Summary. A test of fire we have seen here. And in the end time of the end, we will experience this test as well. Mighty powers will unite to force all mankind to follow Sunday law. I was a teacher in a state school when I discovered the Sabbath day. And in those days, I had to teach on Sabbath as well. But when I found out about the Ten Commandments, the real Ten Commandments, as they are written in the Bible, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy in the second book of Moses, Exodus 20, I made the decision to be loyal to God and told my headmaster about it. And he said, well, there is a law and you have to follow this law, you have to obey it. And if you do not come, you are dismissed. And then you are dismissed everywhere in the state of Austria. You are a teacher employed by the state. I asked my wife, and she said, if you go to school. If you will teach on the Sabbath, I will be ashamed of you. This made me strong. And the word of God, of course. And I refused to come on Sabbath. The headmaster was furious, like King Nebuchadnezzar. They wanted to force me to come. I did not come for 4 weeks on Sabbath day. And then I got a letter from the government. If you will come in future, everything will be forgiven. You get a second chance. Interesting. It's the same as here in the book of Daniel, a second chance. I refused taking this second chance and continued not attending school as a teacher on Sabbath day. And this went on and on. So I had several times to come to the leaders of the government, of the Department of Education. I had to pay fines because I had not come. I continued not to come. And in the end I was dismissed. Then I appealed to the highest court in Austria. I appealed for freedom of mind. And the highest judges in Austria, 5, are there. They came to the decision. This teacher who has been dismissed because he does not want to teach on Sabbath day. He has to be installed again. They accepted this appeal in which was written, the 10 commandments are higher, are above the commandments, the law of a state. And then I was in school as a teacher again. It was a test for God, if I was loyal. And a few years afterwards, God showed me, now it's time to leave, but by yourself, you can say goodbye now. And I want you to be my pastor for the word of God. And so it happened. It's very rewarding being